Flashback by Nevada Barr. Until she ran out of oxygen, Anna was willing to believe she was taking part in a PBS special. The water was so clear, sunlight shone through as if the sea were but mountain air. Cloud shadows, stealthy and faintly magical at 4 fathoms, moved lazily across patches of sand that showed startlingly white against the dark, ragged coral. Fishes colored so brightly it seemed it must be a trick of the eye or the tail end of an altered state, flitted, nibbled, explored, and slept. Without moving, Anna could see a school of silver fish, tiny anchovies, synchronized, moving like polished chainmail in a glittering curtain. 4 blue tangs, so blue her eyes ached with the joy of them, nosed along the edge of a screamingly purple sea fan bigger than a coffee table. A jewfish, 6 feet long and easily 300 pounds, his blotchy hide mimicking the sun-dappled rock, pouting lower lip thick as Anna's wrist, lay without moving beneath an overhang of a coral-covered rock less than half his size, his wee fish brain assuring him he was hidden. Countless other fish, big and small, bright and dull, ever more delightful to Anna because she'd not named them, and so robbed them of a modicum of their mystery, moved around her on their fishy business. Air, and with it time, was running out. If she wished to live, she needed to breathe. Her lungs ached with that peculiar sensation of being full to bursting. Familiar desperation licked at the edges of her mind. One more kick, greetings to a spiny lobster, a creature whose body design was only possible in a weightless world, and with a strong sense of being hounded from paradise, she swam for the surface, drove a foot or more into the air, and breathed.